Hare Krishna. It's been a busy morning. I just finished a 3-hour-long Skype conference with our national council. And we're inside because it's quite cool outside and cloudy. Looks like it could rain at any time. Wind's blowing. In the meantime, Shyam Bihari Prabhu here is dressing Radha Damodar in their Champaka outfit, which is the same outfit that we're told Radha Shyamasundar is dressed in. Hopefully I'll be able to go there this afternoon. Very tiring, conference. And then had Balaram here giving a little massage. And all around that, Krishnamai and Shigapur are cleaning up, helping the place stay clean. I'll just make a brief podcast. And what came to mind was a discussion that I had with a householder couple this weekend who came to visit. And they had a little son that's 2-3 years old. And they're very Krishna conscious people. And we're talking about different things. They're actually helping with the donating towards the renovation of the temple. And then at the end they asked what did I think if they adopted a child. So I said, is there a biological reason that you're asking that you can't have any more children? She says, no. No, we plan to have, like to have another child of our own, but we thought that it would be nice to adopt a child who doesn't have parents, children, not children necessarily who have been abandoned, but children whose parents came to misfortune, perhaps an accident or something like that, and same age as their little son, and then they could also give Krishna consciousness to. I told them I thought it was a very nice idea, a very magnanimous idea. There are so many children in this world who don't have, in this world, meaning not Africa or India, but North America, Europe, here, Hungary, who don't have parents, who then are going to grow up in an orphanage, and certainly they won't have the benefit of having parents, certainly not Krishna-conscious parents. And their future is not the same, generally, as those who have a nice, stable family home. And, yeah, I thought it was a wonderful idea. Give someone else to become a chance to be Krishna conscious. One might say that, well, those children don't have the same samskar as those conceived by devotees. And that's true. But I don't have some that type of samskar, neither do the parents in question. And if children have good association, good education, good example from their parents, then why shouldn't they turn out to be also exemplary devotees? So, after all of Srila Prabhupada's followers fall in that category, and those who aren't born into the family of children, and how many exemplary Vaishnavas, wonderful Vaishnavas are there. So I thought that was very interesting. It really sort of came out of the blue. To be honest, it's nothing I've ever heard of from any Vaishnava till now. And on thinking of it, reflecting of it, I thought it was a very magnanimous gesture, Krishna conscious. So that's it for today. Tomorrow I'll go to the hospital and see the urologist. Shyam Bihari had spoken to him this morning, and I don't know whether I'll be able to post something current tomorrow or something from backup, but one way or another I'll be in touch, and at latest on Wednesday we'll give an update as to what the latest is.